I'm your number one fan.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
My mom and dad, everything.
Hello, happy Tuesday. Welcome to Killer Cuties Podcast.
Damn! Can't even get a word in around these parts.
We don't need to beat around the bush.
That's so true. They know what they signed up for. Episode. So close to it.
Yeah.
Well, we're here today to talk about what we do in the shadows. The film. Not the short film. Not the TV series. The feature-length film. Mm-hmm. We'll probably talk about all of them if we're being honest, but that's okay. But first, we have some news.
Yeah, I'll kick us off. In no particular order, my first news. Warner Brothers has formally announced that Steven Spielberg will executive produce a new Gremlins installment, Gremlins 4, with writer, producer, and director Chris Columbus.
Wow, finally.
Yeah. It's set to release November 18th of 2027. There's a pretty long and storied history there about the fourth film trying to get made, but now it's official.
Gremlin fans unite.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
We probably should.
I feel like, I'll get to it eventually. I'll be honest, it's not, like, high on my priority, but I don't know why, because people loved that movie, so I don't know what my resistance is. I tried to watch it at a sleepover when I was, like, 8, but I fell asleep, so I never watched it. But yeah, that's exciting for Gremlins fans, which apparently isn't us.
Oh, well.
Maybe one day.
We can commit to watching them between now and November 18, 2027.
Yeah.
Easy.
I should hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Steven, we're on it.
Don't worry, Steven. We'll fulfill our end of the deal. All right. Great first news. My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when The Conjuring Last Rites came out and I said, wow, this is supposed to be the final thing, but we know that they're going to keep beating this dead horse until it stops making money. And then they immediately announced a TV show.
Yes.
Well, they're still not done. Now they're doing a prequel movie as well. Yeah. So there's even more Conjuring. We don't know if they're going to recast. You would kind of assume since it's a prequel. But anyways, James Wan is going to be producing. There was some discourse on if he would be coming back or not. But apparently they were able to reach a deal. So he is coming back to produce. Richard Niang and Ian Goldberg, who co-wrote Last Rites, are working on the screenplay. And apparently they said that they're close to securing a director, but nothing's been officially announced yet. So we are not free from the Warrens yet, nor does it look like we will be anytime soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's so far prequel that the Warrens aren't alive yet. Do you think?
No, I think that they'll probably, because the whole Conjuring is about the Warrens.
Why couldn't it be about, like, Annabelle's origin story? Have they done that yet?
So, yes, it's called Annabelle's Creation, or Annabelle's Creation, I think. They've done, yeah, but then that's why I'm like, it wouldn't be a Conjuring if they wanted to do another spinoff. Like, The Nun is not about the Warrens. Annabelle's not really about the Warrens.
Yeah.
It's in the same universe, but...
Yeah.
If it's a Conjuring prequel, I'm pretty sure it will be about the Warrens.
Well, okay. Whatever they like.
The people seem to love them, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Okay, well, I have better news about a better film.
Amazing.
Excellent news, in fact, for fans of Jordan Peele and specifically his best directorial project by far, Nope.
Oh, your opinion?
Some people's opinion. A few people's opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, he directed Jordan Peele, Mr. Peele, produced a new docuseries called High Horse, The Black Cowboy. It comes out on November 20th on Peacock. It's a historical docuseries. And it's been revealed officially, because we all probably could have guessed, that it was inspired by Nope. It reveals the story of the black cowboy and defends the claim that if there were no black cowboys, America would not exist. It has original interviews with Jordan Peele, Tina Knowles, Rick Ross, and a bunch more, and it highlights archival footage and photographs.
Wow, how fun.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know I'm a slut for Jordan Peele, so if he gives it to me, I'm watching it.
Yeah, and he's in it too, which is even more fun.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some insider stuff about Nope specifically. And then tied into history, very cool.
Exciting.
Yeah, very.
I have worse news about a worse movie.
Oh, great.
Can we just keep going? I'll talk about the bad shit. You talk about the good shit.
My next one, I lied when it wasn't in a particular order. I saved my favorite for last.
Oh, I did mine in particular order as well because I saved my best for the last two.
Okay, got it.
My only one that's about anything that I like.
Got it.
All right, so Catherine Corcoran, who played Dawn in the first Terrifier movie, because nobody mm-hmm. paid attention to the characters in that movie, she is the one who is sawed in half.
Yeah.
Arguably the scene that made the first film so famous.
Yeah, and she's, like, literally in Phoenix, like, today, doing, like, rounds at all the horror shops.
Oh, great. Yeah, she goes to, like, all the cons and stuff like that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
No, that's fine. People need to know where they can find her.
Yeah.
Anyways, she has now filed a breach of contract lawsuit against the director Damien Leone and the film's production company.
Oh, dear.
Per the complaint, Corcoran wasn't told ahead of shooting that she would be fully nude in that scene, which is a violation of SAG rules, which requires producers to obtain written consent from talent before such sequences. On top of that, it also details allegedly grueling working conditions during filming, which I believe we talked about because I remember us talking about how she had to go to the hospital after that because she had swelling.
Oh.
And apparently eardrum damage as well because she was being hung upside down for so long.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's ongoing. Obviously, Leon and the production company have denied any wrongdoing, but it's assumedly going to court unless they settle outside of that. I don't know. I say pay the girl. I feel like her willingness to do the first movie is what allowed it to become a multi-million dollar franchise. Like, mm-hmm. yes, now people talk about Art the Clown, but when that first movie came out, the only thing people were talking about was that scene.
Yeah.
So give her money. Shut up.
Yeah, I agree. Any money taken away from Damien Leone or whatever his name is and given to her is perfect.
That's a win, yeah.
It's a win in my book.
Yeah, big day for haters of Terrifier.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, and me. Queen hater of Terrifier.
Queen hater of Terrifier, Katie.
Yes. Okay, last news for me, by far the best news. We finally have the official title of the sequel to Godzilla Minus One.
Godzilla Minus Two.
Close.
They didn't? That feels like a missed opportunity. What is it?
Well, let me get through my scripted bit.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was released in a teaser video posted by Godzilla Official on YouTube. Takashi Yamazaki and Toho are teaming up again for this next installment, which is called Godzilla Minus Zero.
No, that should be a prequel, right?
Well,
no, I guess negative one.
Negative one.
Next would be zero.
Yes. And then the next one would be positive one. Plus one.
Yes. Godzilla. Plus one.
Plus one. Yes. Anyway, Hollywood Reporter said that the film is not just a sequel, but a statement piece. So it could be a prequel. But have you seen Minus One? Did I make you watch that?
You attempted.
Okay, well, it's the first Asian film to win an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects, so it deserves you watching it.
It is on my watch list.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's been 2 years. Anyway, they said it's not just a sequel, but a statement piece, and is eyeing a late 2026 global release. So anyway, it ends very much like you could have an immediate sequel. But they haven't confirmed that that's the case. They're being kind of vague about it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I am too, because I know that you loved that movie, and so I'm excited for you. And once I watch it, which I will, mm-hmm. I'm sure I will be excited as well.
Yeah. If Letterboxd had a top five, that would be my fifth.
Just edged out, huh?
Yeah.
I change my Letterboxd top four all the time.
Yeah.
I have to. Mm-hmm. I just have too much love in my heart.
Yeah.
All right, last news for me. No, wait. Oh my gosh. I actually have to say something. Shout out to my friend Tiara Shea, our friend Tiara Shea. I had to record. She asked me to hang out. I couldn't. We're recording. So this is my, she said, that's fine, but you have to give me a shout out. So this is my shout out to Tiara Shea, if you're listening. Love you. Sorry I couldn't make it. She told me I had to say that I will go camping with her someday. So I'm saying that.
Oh my God.
And now that the shout out has ended, I'm clarifying that I will not be doing that. So
wait, I'll go camping with you.
Oh, great.
Not you.
Tiara Shea.
Tiara Shea.
And Katie are going camping. And I'm meeting you at the bonfire for drinks. And then I'm heading back.
And then I'm going to go home. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great. Anyways, last news for me. Scream King Kyle Gallner, who you know, obviously.
Of course. From Jennifer's Body.
And? Exactly.
Nothing so, as good as Jennifer's Body.
That's, you know so what? I'll give it to you. That's so true. No, he's done Jennifer's Body. He was in Scream 5. He was in Smile, Smile 2, Strange Darling, A Nightmare on Elm Street remake, A Haunting in Connecticut, and his most horrific role yet, Cassidy Beaver Casablancas in Veronica Mars. The people who have seen Veronica Mars know. Also, Cassidy, fun, right? My name.
Yeah, that is
worst character in the entire series. That's unfortunate. Anyways, he has written a monster movie.
Okay.
So fun. Usually we see him in front of the camera. Now he's getting a little behind the camera, but still going to be in front of the camera because he's teaming up with Radio Silence, who again he worked with on Scream 5. To make the movie. Uh-huh. He's going to be starring in it. Summary for the film. Oh, it's called Man Versus. I think we all know where this is going. Survival horror.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Summary for the film.
Woman.
They were pretty clear that it's a monster movie. So.
What are we if not monsters? With lots of love in our hearts.
That's so true. Anyways, the summary for the film is betrayed and left to die in an unforgiving Rocky Mountain winter, an injured Gold Rush miner, played by Gallner, must use everything at his disposal to survive the elements, wild animals, and a looming ancient danger far more terrifying than anything he could ever imagine.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Can we circle back for a second to the fact that he's in Smile and Smile 2?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's an anthology. Sort of.
Yeah, so do you remember he's the friend of the girl in the first one, and then he's in the intro for Smile 2.
Yes.
That's him.
Wow, great movies.
Fantastic.
Good for him, though. That's fun. He doesn't have – this is his directorial debut?
No, he's not directing it. He just wrote it.
Is this his writing debut?
I think so. I believe that this is the first movie he's written.
Honestly, props and kudos. I would also insist that I act in the movie that I write.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Especially if you're an actor.
Yeah.
You're probably sitting there all day thinking like, wow, I wish I could play this type of a role. Write it for yourself. Done.
Just write it.
Just write it for yourself. Become friends with the director. Get it made. Got done.
Done.
Easy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you see that guy that made I don't know if it was a clock or he made like a clock or something for Guillermo del Toro, and Mr. Del Toro invited him, loved it, and invited him onto the set of his next film to like do like prop mastery stuff and like monster design. And so, yeah, it really is just meet your heroes and then they give you jobs.
That's the dream.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. Just make a clock for Guillermo del Toro.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? I wish I was talented.
Yeah, anything that I could do to impress anyone would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, That's what you missed in horror news.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to talk about what we do in the shadows.
We are.
I'll give us a little summary. What We Do in the Shadows is a 2014 comedy horror mockumentary directed by, written by, and starring Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi. It has spawned two spin-off TV shows and was based on a short film of the same name. It follows vampire housemates who try to cope with the complexities of modern life while showing a newly turned hipster some of the perks of being undead. It earned $6.9 million on a $1.6 million budget and has a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb, a 4.1, a coveted 4.1 out of 5 on Letterboxd, and a 96% critics and 87% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
The people love it.
Everybody loves it. It's even on the top 250 horror films on Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm. Highly rated.
Mm-hmm. It's also one of the most heavily pirated films of 2014.
Yeah. Well, and that's because it didn't do well at first, which is crazy to think about now because it's so beloved. But when they initially released it in New Zealand, it didn't do well. So they canceled the distribution in the US mm-hmm. because of that. And then the directors were able to bring screenings to the US and they were very, very successful. And so then all of a sudden everybody wanted to watch it, but they couldn't because it was never released here. And it ended up just being pirated a lot.
Yeah. I feel like 2014 was like peak pirating too. Between like 2009 and 2014, we were pirating shit.
Yeah.
I don't mean me for legal purposes.
No, I would never.
No.
Some people never stopped. Again, not me. Collectively, but... yeah.
As a society.
Yeah, some people have said that it's time to start again with the streaming prices getting the way that they are.
Yeah.
Not me, but some people have said that.
Yeah. I just haven't, not that I would pirate mm-hmm. anything, but no. like there's just not a good way to pirate and like watch on a big screen TV that I have found, like not an easy way.
Yeah. I feel like if one were to pirate, which again would not be me,
mm-hmm.
you'd have to do it on like a desktop.
Yeah.
Laptop type of situation. Yeah. It doesn't hit the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
As lawful citizens who pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't have Netflix.
You have my Netflix.
I have your Netflix. Katie pays for our Netflix.
No, I actually did. Hand to God, pay to rent this one from Amazon because it was important to me. And I know I didn't have to.
That's very good of you.
Yes. I wish I had done the same for Terrifier, but I paid to watch that one too.
You wish you had done differently then?
I wish I had not paid to watch Terrifier.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about this movie instead of that.
Pirating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, we would never do.
Couldn't be us.
Did you watch the short film?
No. Did you watch the show?
Okay. I watched 3 episodes of the show. That was what I was able to get in.
Okay.
And I will be continuing. It was good. I liked it.
Yes.
So far, so good. Love that they added an energy vampire. That's very funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Great addition. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the short film. It's like 30 minutes long, I think.
Okay.
It's definitely more friends recording each other than like a full movie. But it's kind of like the same basis, right? Kind of mockumentary.
Mm-hmm.
The characters definitely changed like during the process because that came out in 2005. So almost 10 years.
Sure.
Later was the movie, but yeah, Viego, who is Taika Waititi's character, is not as like upbeat and cheerful and like trying to like, you know, get everybody to get along. He's just like really depressed in it. So I think the changes that they made were good,
Aww.
But Yeah. It's a fun little watch if you got 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Yeah. I think the movie's better, but they had the time and energy to improve upon it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It took, to your point, it took 9 full years to bring the film to the screen. They wrote 150 pages of script also. And then they chose not to show that script to a single person. That literally the only scene that was actually scripted was when Viago speaks German to his old German familiar.
Mm-hmm. And didn't they just put that in because Taika Waititi knows some German?
Yeah, he lived in Germany or something.
Yeah, so he's like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Let's have some German.
What a flex. Little showboating.
Mm-hmm. Which I would do too.
Yeah,
if I wrote a movie and then obviously put myself in it, because we've already said that's what we would do. Mm-hmm. Any talent I have, it's going in.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to think about all my talents and write a movie based on that.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be real short.
It's just going to be you talking about whales for 90 yeah. minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Along with that, though, they did obviously mostly improv when they were making it. And they shot 125 hours of footage. Obviously, that was all edited down to 90 minutes-ish. I think it's a little under 90 minutes.
Yeah, like 124 or something.
Yeah. But the directors have stated that they have considered making all of the footage available online so that people could just, like, make their own cuts of the movie.
That's so fun.
I love that. I hope that they do that. But yeah. Obviously, it's been over 10 years and I don't think they've done it yet, so mm-hmm. Who knows if we'll ever actually see all of the footage. But
yeah,
maybe
we also supposedly have a follow-up movie, like, pseudo on the way. It's supposed to be called We're Wolves, and Taika Waititi has said that he's very interested in pursuing it. It just hasn't gotten done yet.
Yeah, I but feel like about it keeps getting wolves. Halted.
Yeah,
it keeps getting stalled, but everybody keeps saying we want to do it still. So it's yeah. like maybe we'll see it one day. But
you would think Taika Waititi and Jermaine both at this point honestly are famous enough to just fund their own shit, so they must not want to do it that bad.
Yeah, well, I think they also wanted Rhys Darby to come back, who plays Anton, like the leader of the mm-hmm. wood. So I don't know if it's just like scheduling or production yeah. or like not being settled on a script or what it is, but there's clearly something that's been holding it up, or just like a multitude of things that, like, when one thing goes right, another thing goes wrong is what yeah. I'm assuming is happening.
Ugh.
But the original title, by the way, was not Werewolves. It was What We Do in the Moonlight, which I think is a better title. And yeah, I don't know so why they wouldn't better. Go with that.
Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah. But like you said, it does have the spinoff TV series, What We Do in the Shadow, which has like 6 seasons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then the police officers in the movie also have their own spinoff show called Wellington Paranormal, which I haven't watched, but I would be willing to watch it because that's kind of funny too.
Yeah. Sounds like they just kind of remain clueless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds like regular police officers getting thrown into paranormal situations and being like confused the whole time.
Yeah. It's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the behind the scenes documentary about the mockumentary?
No, but I want to.
It was very good. It's called Behind the Shadows, Making of What We Do in the Shadows, parentheses, mm-hmm. rare. I don't know why it's called that. But there are tons of behind the scenes, like, effects shots. So the room, when they're like fighting around the room is rotating. It's very cool. So they're yeah. like having to choreograph the fight while also having to walk in a room that's spinning. It's very mm-hmm. cool and interesting to watch. All the wire work is in there. And then Peter.
I think it's just Peter.
Peter. I can't tell with the accents. being on fire. They had to light him on fire several times to achieve the look of him being like slowly engulfed in flames. And that's all in there. Like how they cover him in the goo or whatever. And
yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, and one more for any of the scenes where blood was spurting from anywhere. Those are like really big, like almost like hose size tubes that they taped onto people's necks or wherever. And then attached to air compressors to get the projectile effect.
I like it.
Yeah, fun.
Speaking of the character of Peter, he was originally conceived as basically just being devoid of any personality, just kind of like a stoic Nosferatu-esque vampire.
Sure.
But the shots of him were so expensive because of all the like, makeup and stuff that they had to do that they basically just started shooting like a whole bunch of other unscripted scenes. So like him listening to the music and stuff like that was all just like, they're like, let's just film a bunch of other stuff because we have him in the makeup. So let's do it now. And then we don't have to worry about wanting it later.
Cute.
Yeah. Rip Peter.
Yeah, seriously. Fun fact about the makeup, which will lead me into several other fun facts.
Amazing.
Most of the facial prosthetics are from the Lord of the Rings movies, which were also filmed in New Zealand.
Makes sense.
Yeah, Taika Waititi just straight up asked if he could have them. And they said, yeah, they gave him most of the rejected prosthetics that the crew of Lord of the Rings wasn't satisfied with. So like deformed elf ears, teeth that weren't quite right for the orcs. Very fun.
Yeah, that's actually really funny. He's like, can I have those actually?
Yeah. And they're like, sure, whatever. Because what are they going to do? They would have thrown them away.
The answer is always no if you don't ask.
Yeah. But some other Lord of the Rings facts.
Mm-hmm.
The hill where the vampires have a run-in with the werewolves, that is from the beginning of the first Lord of the Rings movie where Frodo and the other hobbits are running from that black rider and they like hide at the under the bank of the hill. That's where that was filmed. And then the building used for the exterior shots of the flat used to be Peter Jackson's office.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
That's a Lord of the Rings lore.
Well, this movie's Lord of the Rings adjacent.
Yeah, honestly, kind of is.
Just New Zealand. That's that's the whole thing.
Yeah. What else is there?
Beautiful scenery. That's it. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings, What We Do in the Shadows, and beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. If you're from New Zealand, tell us what's there. Mm-hmm. Stu Rutherford, he plays Stu. I like a lot. I think all of the humans play people with their same names.
Yes.
So like Jackie, the actress's name is Jackie. Mm-hmm. Stu, actor's name is Jack or Stu. Anyways, he had not played a primary acting role in a movie prior to appearing in this one. He was an extra in another film, but that's it. And he's just a part-time business analyst for a Wellington company. And he was hired for the film under the impression that he would be working on computers and might have a small part. And then he's just kind of a main part of the whole thing, which I think is really funny.
That is really funny and adorable.
Like, we need a guy who's a computer analyst. Let's just hire one. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. He would be in the Werewolves movie.
Yeah.
Perhaps in a very large... Maybe he's too busy business analysting.
Stu, stop analyzing businesses. And do werewolves.
Yeah. Give the people what they want.
Which is a sequel. Mm-hmm. Spinoff.
Either way.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
More What We Do in the Shadows yes, content. Please.
Well, yeah, now that the show's over.
True, yeah. Which means I can finally watch it.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I've never watched the last two seasons.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's actually very on brand for you.
Thank you. I've beat that first season to death. Mm. I've watched the first season like 15 times.
Just because you like it so much? Or do you keep intending to keep watching and then you just stop?
little of this, little of that.
Yeah, that's fair.
My favorite casting news about this film.
Mm-hmm.
The retirement home where Catherine lives is a real retirement home. And Catherine was played by one of the residents, Ethel Robinson. So this was her debut. She was supposedly thrilled to be in the movie. And Jemaine Clement put fangs in her dentures for her.
That's adorable.
It is adorable. It's my favorite fun fact about this movie.
Yeah, I love that. They're just like, oh, we need a woman in a retirement home. Let's just get one.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a business analyst. Let's just get one.
There's no better way to do a mockumentary.
Truly. And they both killed it.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a very good joke in the movie, by the way. When they're talking about the age difference.
Yes.
And obviously he looks younger, but he's a vampire, so he's the one that's way older.
Yeah.
That and the... I forgot a lot of the jokes in this, so it was actually very nice to rewatch it. But the one that killed me was Jemaine Clement's character at the very beginning when he's like, I was turned when I was 16, which is why I look 16.
Yes. Like, and then it
clearly
cuts to
a middle-aged man.
Yeah. And cuts to all the like paintings of a clearly middle-aged man also.
Yeah. Very good joke. So very funny. Like, yeah, they're obviously like poking fun at a lot of different vampire movies and stuff. Yeah. But
yeah, you could say it. It's Twilight.
That one felt in particular Twilight, which they mentioned several times throughout the movie. They talk about Twilight, which I also think is very funny.
Yeah. They even go so far as to make the like werewolves smelling terrible reference, which I don't know that that was like proprietary to Twilight, but it made me think of Twilight.
On that, some other famous vampire media that they took inspiration from. Well, each of the main characters is kind of supposed to be similar to another vampire. So Peter is Count Orlok from Nosferatu. Deacon is more like David from The Lost Boys. Vlad is Dracula. Specifically, I know Jemaine Clement took inspiration from Gary Oldman in Dracula. Mm-hmm. And then Nick is kind of supposed to be more Twilight Edward.
Yeah.
And then Viago is... I don't know how to say his name because I've never seen an Interview with a Vampire, but Louis
Dupont du Lac.
We're going to go with that. That sounds great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the city in Shrek.
Du Lac is.
The perfect place.
Exactly.
I owe Shrek my entire life. I tell you what. And I don't exaggerate by saying that. Reading that fact or hearing that fact made me realize just how uneducated I am in vampire lore, because the only one I know, I mean three I know are of the five no two just two are Count Orlok and Edward. I've never seen the Gary Oldman version of Dracula.
Yeah, but you know Dracula.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen that one. I mean, I know the vibe of Interview with the Vampire too. That's the one with Brad Pitt, right? It's Brad Pitt?
Yes.
And like Matt Damon or something? It's like two pretty famous men. It's not Matt Damon.
I wanted to say Tom Cruise, but then I was like, that sounds crazy. But it is Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt play vampires together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like vampires.
You love vampires.
I like vampires of that time period, too.
Is that why you won't finish Buffy? 90s, 2000 vampires just don't do it for you. Except for Twilight, I guess.
Except for Twilight. That's crazy. Well, I mean, once you got Twilight, there's... What else can compare? I'm just kidding.
That's true, because I would never compare Buffy to Twilight. Yeah,
so fair. I don't finish TV shows.
I know, it's the worst part about you.
I've never not one time heard you say, wow, KD, thanks for starting, Buffy.
Because what you do to me is the worst thing that a friend could do, because you always stop right before the best season. And it's crazy to me.
That's not even possible.
It's like the one part that I want you to watch in all these TV shows, you stop right before it happens. And it's just, it makes me want to kill you, Katie.
I don't with do love it on purpose.
And affection.
I don't do it on purpose, but is I know you don't. Teen Wolf?
Well, you stopped Teen Wolf at 3A, which 3B is the best. It's the only reason to watch the show.
I just hate
And then
the
Buffy
aunt.
Season 5 is the best season. And you stopped at 4.
Well, because I couldn't get past the Jamaican accent.
That was in season 2, so you could, clearly. Oh. It is rough. I love Buffy with all my heart. It is not without its flaws.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. We can just only hope that the movie is a little more in the present.
The movie?
Aren't they rebooting? Isn't it a movie or are they rebooting the show?
Oh, no. They're doing a show.
Oh, the show. Sorry. The reboot then. Not the,
yes.
The reboot.
I was like, the movie came out before the show.
No, no, no. Sorry.
Yeah, the reboot. I have faith.
Yeah. Seems like Sarah Michelle Gellar has a little bit more of a hand in the development of it. Just she's been sort of the face of the reboot.
Yeah.
And I would trust her to make it more. You know.
I also trust Chloe Zhao, who's like behind the scene. Like she, I think she's the one that is writing and directing.
Okay.
So like, and she's a self-proclaimed Buffy fan. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I mean. I don't mean true to the source. I mean like. Not misogynistic, not maybe a little racist.
Yeah. Well, I think anytime you update a series, like that stuff naturally just kind of
is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woke is back, folks.
Yeah. If you haven't heard, Taika Waititi also based his performance on his mother. Mm-hmm. And Viago was inspired partly by C-3PO.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorite concerts I've ever been to was, well, it was a concert. It was Star Wars with a live audience with intermissions, like little intermissions, by the guy who played C-3PO.
Oh, that's very fun.
Yeah, it was fun. He just came out and like gave little Star Wars facts. And
you said one of your favorite concerts?
Well, at this point in my life, probably not. At the time that I saw that concert, best concert I've ever seen.
Yeah. What's your favorite now, though?
Hans Zimmer Live in Vancouver, Canada.
What's your second favorite?
Harry Styles.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Because I was next to you.
Well, yeah. And it was just a really fucking good concert.
It was. He spit on us. So
yeah.
There's that.
We'll never forget it.
No. What other fun facts do you have?
Just two. The production lost a charred skeleton / body while they were filming. They threw it in the harbor for like a funeral scene, which that scene was cut out. I'm assuming that it was Peter's body, because you do see Peter's burned body when the police are coming in.
Mm.
And it's like the chart. So I'm assuming that they had like a funeral for him or whatever and threw him in the harbor like they did with Stu's clothes.
Yeah.
But anyway, it didn't make it into the film. But the prop was so lifelike. Taika Waititi said that they had to put out a press release saying, hey, by the way, if this charred body shows up on the beach, don't be alarmed. It's just a prop.
Every murderer in the neighborhood was like, now's my time.
Honestly. Honestly.
Murder smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's honestly a really good point. I wonder if that caused a murder. Do you think somebody was like, now's my chance?
We'll never know, because it wouldn't have been reported. That's the movie we could write.
Yeah.
All stars the corpse.
Do you have any more fun facts? I've got one more, but not. I don't want to.
No, you go ahead. I think I got all mine out of the way.
You didn't want to talk about the body that got washed up and the press release associated?
The fact you just said?
Yeah.
Well, you said it already.
But you had asked me if I had any more fun facts at that point.
Yeah.
Did I steal from you?
You said the only one I had left that I was going to say. So.
Oh.
No, but that's good. Somebody had to say it. I'm glad it was you.
Thank
you.
If
it couldn't be me, I'm glad it was you.
Thank you. Well, I'll give the I should have given the fun fact that I know you weren't going to say. which is that in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, lucky bet.
Yeah. Taika Waititi plays Korg. I've never seen Ragnarok. His character's name is Korg. And Korg offers a wooden fork as a vampire and then says that it's useless until you're fighting off three vampires that were huddled together.
That's funny.
Yep.
Good old Korg.
Korg. That's a character stupid name. I get behind.
Oh.
I mean, yes, I agree. It's a stupid name. That's why I love him.
That's why it's funny, yeah.
And it's Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
All right, let's rate it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. How scary did you think it was?
This is a 0.5. It definitely leans more to the comedy than the horror.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's a 0.5.
Yeah.
Probably if this scares you, you should just stop.
Yeah, if this scares you, you got a lot of work to do before you can watch the other movies on our list.
Or growing up.
Very fair.
Thank you.
How sexy did you think this was?
So I went back and forth. A mockumentary is not inherently sexy, but a vampire movie is. The cast is, but there were also barely any women. So I just averaged that all out and gave it a 2.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, for a vampire movie, it's not one of the sexier ones.
No.
But Cass is cute. Mm-hmm. They're funny, which always adds a little sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, we can't ignore the vampire-ness of it all.
Yeah. How fucked up did you think it was?
Also a 0.5. Again, mm-hmm. a lot of the gore, I guess, if you want to call it that, played for laughs more so than... than actual, you know, fucked upness. So,
yeah.
You as well?
Yeah, a 0.5. It did have some fucked up stuff in it, but it was just so campy.
Yeah.
It lost all of its fucked up value, which is not a bad thing. I'm not complaining. I'm just.
Yeah, just not what it is.
Yeah. No.
Wasn't trying to be.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing pretty, I mean, the fact that they couldn't eat a mash or a potato, a chip, a fry. Mm.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up, but.
That is, can't imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Overall, Katie, what did you think of What We Do in the Shadows?
Thank you for asking. This was so fun. I really wanted to give it a 5, but the show is just better. The show is absolutely a 5, and this just didn't quite hit that bar for me. That said, it's hilarious, well acted, perfect amount and flavor of camp. It just like lacked a little bit in story. It didn't have like as much of a story as maybe you can fit into a 6-season long TV show. And the characters were just not as perfect as they are in the show, and I know I'm doing a lot of comparison, but but still said I gave it a 4.5.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
We agree on every single rating.
We agree on every single rating.
That like, is that the first time?
Yeah, that might be a first. So. We usually have at least a 0.5 somewhere.
Yeah, and statistically, it would take us another several hundred episodes.
To hit that again.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I also gave it a 4.5.
Crazy.
I love this movie. I haven't watched all of the TV show. So far, it's good. But I am very excited to keep watching it.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. It's a concept that just works.
It does.
It's a great concept. And... so far, great executions. So I'm excited. Now I have 6 seasons of a show to watch.
Yeah. You just like Matt Berry alone makes the fucking show. They were so smart in like what characters they chose to like gender bend and what characters they decided to keep, what characters they kicked. The show's just so good.
Yeah. I'm excited to keep watching it.
Maybe me too.
I like...
I'm going to just rewatch the first season like another 10 times.
Yeah, great. I'll finish it out for us. How about that?
Yeah. Tell me how it is.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Would you survive?
Yes. Because this is a movie about vampires, not their victims. And vampires are immortal.
Tell that to Peter.
I think... Ooh.
Yeah, you didn't think about that, did you?
I didn't think about that. That's so insensitive of me.
Yeah, well, in our reboot, we'll be more woke.
More sensitive to the immortality of vampires.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Would you survive? And then secondary question, I think a better question for this particular film is, which character are you?
Okay, I would survive because pretty high survival rate in this one.
Sure.
A lot of just having fun, goofing around. Who am I? I don't know. Maybe Stu.
Who is the familiar?
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie. That's who I am. I'm like.
Yeah, hard worker.
Grinding.
Wants the promotion.
Yep. Wants a promotion, and then once I get it, I dominate my husband.
Yeah, that. Great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is absolutely you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm any of them.
No? Not even one singular any of them?
Who do you feel I am?
I'm asking you. I don't
That's what I'm saying. But like, if you asked me, I'd say Jackie. Yeah, that checks out 100% for you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I, but maybe Peter, but then he dies. So then do I die? I'm a little more social than Peter.
Yeah. Barely.
Barely, but a little bit more. Yeah,
sure.
I don't feel a spiritual connection to any of them, if I'm being honest.
That's fine.
Although if my roommates were as dirty as them, I might be a Viago, where I'm like, hey guys, we gotta kind of get this together because it's gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sprinkle of all of them, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mostly Stu and Viago.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm just a guy, you know?
Yeah, just one of the guys.
Just one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That actually reminds me of my favorite Letterboxd review of this.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Cracking open a boy with the cold ones. Yeah, shout out to Kaya Beto, I think? Anyways, Letterboxd reviewer. It's in the most popular reviews, so you'll see it right when you log in. But
that's a good one.
Very good one. All right, next week,
mm-hmm.
we are talking about Mads. Do you want to tell me what that's about?
Yeah, I do.
Great. Let it rip.
Okay, thank you. Mads is about a woman named Madison.
Great.
But it's short for Mads, is short mm-hmm. for Madison.
Yeah.
And she is just going about her little life. And suddenly starts hearing voices.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to get to the bottom of it. Turns out she's actually, like, she is hearing voices. Like, she's not, like, imagining it or anything. She is hearing voices. And those voices are little tiny horror elves.
Mm-hmm.
That are invisible to the naked eye. But once they've, like, infiltrated you and your senses, then they can be seen. And you're the only one that sees them, the little wow. elves, which causes some problems.
Well,
for Mads. But anyway, so she goes a little out of her wits. So it's like a play on she went mad. Mads.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning.
Thank you.
No. There are no elves.
Is it a woman named Mads?
Nope.
Oh.
There are women, but that's not their names.
It's more than we can say about the movie we just watched.
Tell that to Jackie, first of all. Yeah, not a lot of, you know,
yeah,
female representation in that one. But that's what are you going to do?
It was 2014.
Yeah.
There weren't even females around.
They didn't exist yet. They hadn't been invented.
By the business analysts.
Mm-hmm. Stu hadn't invented women yet. All right, cool. Well, I think that this is kind of a fun one to go in blind to.
Okay,
it is a French horror movie.
Oh.
Why would you say it like that?
Well, three out of the three French horror movies we've watched have been a little much. Maybe it's two out of two. All of the however many that we've watched, all of the French movies have been a lot.
I can think of Martyrs and Raw.
Yeah, that's all I can think of too. I thought there was another one.
Maybe. I'm just not thinking of. Who's to say? Anyways, I understand your concern.
Thank you.
I do not have the same concern.
Oh.
If my memory serves correctly, it is not as... Well, I don't want to say that, though, because what if I'm not remembering correctly, you know? It's French. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Watch it in silence because I have to read the subtitles anyway.
No.
TBD. We'll see how it goes.
Try. Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff I didn't want to watch in recent films. Not this one. But like the past two or three.
Do you maybe not like horror movies? Are we finding that out 150 movies in?
Maybe.
You're over it. Damn, what do we do then?
Rom-coms?
No, I can't spend that much time crying.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Musicals.
I do love a good musical.
Yeah, anyway. Tune in next week for our musical podcast. But no, I do like horror movies. I just don't like certain scenes in horror movies.
Yeah, the horror ones?
Yeah, the horror happens, that's where the parts, I have a problem.
The parts where it's horrifying, yeah. I don't like it.
Oh, shoot.
All right, well, I'm hoping this one's not too much for you.
It'll be fine.
Cool, well, I'm excited for next week. I'm glad you liked the movie. I'm excited to watch the TV show. Tell us in the comments your favorite New Zealand fun fact.
Feel free to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!